Let's pray. Gracious God, once again we come before You and thank You for the Holy Scriptures. We thank You that You have not left us in the dark as to what it is You would have us to know. While there are many things in the Word we do not understand, there is definitely enough which is clear and precise and leaves us without excuse. And we will have no excuse in the day of judgment when we stand before You to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or evil. And we find that we shall either hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," or we shall be blameful and or maybe hear, "I never knew You. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." So help us to live in such a way that we might make our calling and election sure, and that we might live on this earth to Thy glory, to Thy honor. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue to look at the sovereignty of God, we want to look this afternoon concerning God in His sovereignty and in mercy and love. We've kind of put both of those together probably. But God is merciful. But God, as we have already seen and shall see again, God is merciful to whom He will be merciful. We live in an age when people think that not only God, but other man owes people something. It is amazing that if you don't spend your money the way some people think you ought to, a lot of times it's children, they think that you are unjust. They don't realize that the money is yours. The money is yours. I listened to Dave Ramsey sometimes during lunch, and he has made it plain on more than one occasion that he has his estate set up that even after he is dead, if his children do not use the money the way that he wants it to be done, they will be cut out of the money that is given to them. Evidently, it is in a trust somehow and not in a will. He says, "It's mine." And a lot of times, I heard recently a woman called in and she was talking about how that someone had said that she was supposed to have this, this, and this, and this, and some of the other children weren't going to have as much. And the person that was making the will out had already told everybody that, and she was feeling guilty because she was getting more than others were getting. And Dave Ramsey said, "You don't have any reason to feel guilty." So the money was not yours, it was theirs. They gave it to you, and for you to feel guilty about what they have given you is to dishonor them. But that's few and far between. Our general society is of the mindset that everybody, well, they're socialist. They're socialist as long as they're talking about what they get. As soon as they are demanded to give up what they have, they quit being socialist. They quit being socialist then. And that's the general census of it. And the reason for that is very likely what contributes to it is that very little has been preached about the sovereignty of God with regard to mercy and love. You have heard that God loves everybody. He's always loved everybody. And He doesn't want to send anybody to hell. Well, you cannot find that in Scripture. God created everybody. He created man sinless. He told him what to do, and he told him the consequences if he did not do what God told him to do. And that's what God will do. God's not going to make a reprieve and say, well, it's all right. You know, I heard this analogy this morning. In fact, I heard it from Brother Bradley, but it fits in right now. He said, if there were an individual that lived for 75 years and they never committed a sin in all of that time of 75 years, of course, that's impossible, but if it were to be, and they committed a sin, we would probably say, that's all right. We can look over you because, after all, you've been faithful for 75 years, and we can't understand how you made it this long. And so since you slipped up once, then we'll forgive you. But that's not God's way. A man could live 150 years and commit one sin, and if he were not a believer in Christ Jesus, he'd go to hell. That's the bottom line. All sin must be paid for. All sin must be paid for. And God is merciful to whom He will be merciful, not only about salvation, but just life in general. Life in general. Mercy is receiving what is not deserved. Mercy is receiving what you do not deserve. Every one of us, we know this in our head, every one of us deserves to go to hell. Mercy is receiving what one does not deserve. When my children were small, and occasionally they would do something that demanded by rule and by law of the household punishment. And occasionally I would say, I'm going to give you mercy. There was a few times, they probably could probably say they could count it on one hand with fingers left over. But anyway, there was a few times that I would not give the punishment that I said would be given for the infraction occurred, and I would give mercy. And I would do that on the principle because I wanted to. And secondly, I wanted them to know what mercy is, and that God is a merciful God, and we as parents ought to show mercy occasionally as well. But mercy is receiving what is not deserved. If I said, if you do thus and so, and they go and do thus and so, when I said, do not do thus and so, if you do, I'm going to spank you, and they do thus and so, and I say, well, you know what, I'm not going to spank you this time, then that is mercy. They did not deserve that. They deserved the spanking. Now, when they got mercy, they usually got a lecture along with it. And I remember when I was a child, I probably would have rather have the spanking sometimes than the lecture. Because the spanking was over, usually. And that was it. Therefore, as we said, no one deserves mercy. If they do deserve something, it's not mercy. It's merit. It's merit. When I go to work, and every so often my employer puts in some money in my bank account, that is merit. I work for that. Some folks, I think it's mercy by the way I see them working. But I believe mine is merited. I believe that. But if you deserve something, it is not mercy. It is not mercy. You need to realize that. Mercy is getting something that you do not deserve. Even if somebody praises you for something that you do not deserve,